and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ian McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicol.
And today on the show, we're talking about social housing. Should I rent my property out via a community housing provider or essentially out to public housing? Now, this is going to become really interesting. In the past, we have said that, oh, look, it's probably not that good of an idea to rent your house out to Housing New Zealand, you know, on the whole. But now what has changed? If you rent your property out to either Kāinga Ora or to a community housing provider, your interest is going to be deductible. There is going to be a significant tax incentive to rent your property out to social housing. So just to give this as a bit of an analogy, there's been all of this talk about new builds, right? And we've heard it, new builds. They're going to be exempt from the tax deductibility or the interest deductibility changes. Well, if you rent your house out to a social housing provider, it's exactly the same. So we're going to talk about what you need to do if you want to take advantage of this. So Andrew, start us off. What's the story here?
So basically, if you are an investor that decides, hey, look, I'm happy to rent out to one of these registered community housing providers or Kāinga Ora, then your interest deductibility still exists. So that is as if nothing ever happened. And, you know, often we talk about community housing provider. These are the social housing or the public housing groups. And it makes a huge difference because if you've got a property that you buy and you've got a loan of 700K at 3% interest rate, it's about $7,000 a year difference in tax that you won't have to actually pay. So it does make a significant difference. It all of a sudden is a really appealing proposition for an investor.
So it might be $130 a week, potentially better off if you're renting out via a social housing provider compared to renting it out on the private market. Now, you might be wondering as well, what's the difference between state and public housing? You know, because there's terms like social housing, state housing, public housing. So I just want to break this down for you. So public housing is the umbrella term, and that's broken down into two areas. You've got state housing, which is provided by Kāinga Ora. So you can go and rent out your property through Kāinga Ora, and that'll be considered a state house. And then we've also got this other term, which is the other part of public housing, which is called community housing. Now, this isn't provided by the government, but it's provided by registered community housing providers. And we'll tell you who these guys are. And if you rent out by either Kāinga Ora or one of these community housing providers, both will be deductible. And both of these two arms, I suppose, they both provide housing for people who are on the social housing register. So people who have signed up and said to the government, hey, I need some help in order to, you know, go and rent a house and find some housing. But tell me, Andrew, who are these registered community providers?
So you can actually go online and there's a register, the Community Housing Regulatory Authority, on their website, and there's 62 registered providers at the moment. So there's 30 in Auckland, 4 in Christchurch, 10 in Wellington, 1 in Hamilton, and 3 in Tauranga. And these are the likes of the Auckland City Mission, people like the Salvation Army, there's a group called Link People, and there's a whole bunch of smaller trusts and organisations.
And now you might say, well, what do I need to do if I want to go and rent my house out to these guys? Well, they are somewhat choosy about what they're going to accept and what they're not going to accept, because they're going to want a specific type of property in a specific location. So look, if you've got a house, this is going to be a really stupid example, but if you've got a house on Paratai Drive, hey, that property's not going to be appropriate for somebody on the social housing register. They're wanting places that are in the communities where these people tend to live and where the sorts of people who need a bit of help with their housing, where they tend to work and within their community, so they don't take them out and plonk them in the middle of Ōrākei, for instance, if that wouldn't be appropriate. They're also looking for, more often than not, a particular number of bedrooms. This is really, really important, because if you've got a family of three people, they're not going to cram them into a one-bedroom property. So an appropriate property for the sort of person who might be on the social housing register. Ideally, it'll be relatively low maintenance. Ideally, you know, it's not going to be an enormous plot of land that might be very expensive for this community housing provider to rent out. But let's dig into the bedrooms, because this is something that really surprised me. Out of about 24,000, 25,000 people on the social housing register, almost 50% of them need not three-bedroom properties, but one-bedroom properties. 49% needed a one-bedroom, or currently need a one-bedroom property. And I must admit, Andrew, that surprised me a little bit because in my head I thought, well, you know, it's quite expensive to have kids. So if you've got a couple of kids, maybe you need some more bedrooms, and that the number of bedrooms required on the social housing list would naturally reflect the sort of properties that people tend to live in. You know, three bedrooms.
Well, I don't know. They've been using hotel rooms or motel rooms as emergency housing. So I'm guessing that, you know, there are a lot of single people out there that need it. Well, obviously there are.
And so 49% require the one bedroom. Next after that were two bedrooms, so just about 7,500. And then three and four bedrooms make up collectively only about 18% that are required. So my message here is this. If you are going to get your property on the social housing register and have it be accepted, they're not going to accept everything, but you want it to be the type of property that somebody is going to live in if they're on the social housing register. So low maintenance, in the right location, something that's not going to be too expensive for these trusts in order to rent, and has the right number of bedrooms. So if you've got a one or two bedroom property, that's probably going to be more appropriate. But on the social housing register as well, you are able to see in your specific territorial authority or your specific council area, what demand is there for each of these sorts of number of bedrooms, because it might be different from your specific council area.
And so why has this been lobbed in, I wonder? Well, look, there's a huge demand in New Zealand right now for social housing, and the demand has exploded over the last 5 years. Right now, there's a wait list where they require 24,474 properties, and that's gone up five times in the last 5 years while Labour have been in government, which is crazy. Look, there was a comment by Matt Gilligan from Gilligan Rowan Associates in an article that I read at the weekend where he was talking about there being allegedly 30% of houses being removed from some community housing providers, and potentially the new tenancy laws that all of a sudden are meaning that you and I that are regular investors and we just rent our properties out to the general public. With the new tougher tenancy laws with, you know, exiting a tenancy, all of a sudden I'm thinking, I'm not going to take this person on and roll the dice with them because they've got a, you know, one blip on their past. And so these people are going to end up in emergency housing or require public housing. So with increased demand and reduced supply, there needs to be an incentive, which is what the government's trying to create here, to stick with these providers.
Now, let's go through the pros and cons or the differences between renting your property out privately compared to renting out one of these providers. So a definite pro, if you are going to be renting out via a community housing provider, is that there is no property management fees. And the reason behind that is that the community housing provider, more often than not, is going to act as the property manager on your behalf. So you're not going to manage this yourself, but the community housing provider is going to step in and undertake those duties. Along with some of them, I saw that Link People offers guaranteed rent, so no vacancy at all, because they're saying, well, we're still going to pay you for it. So along with that and the interest deductibility, you know, all other things being equal, from a financial perspective, it certainly makes sense if you've got an existing property to rent that out on the social housing register if they'd accept it. The cons, obviously, is A, it's not available to everybody. Not every property is going to be appropriate to go on the social housing register. But also, you don't select the tenant yourself and you have no say about how that tenant is necessarily managed, right? That is going to be the job of the community housing provider. So you don't actually have that ability. And I think it is fair to say that if you could just imagine the sort of tenant who might be on the social housing register compared to the private market, well, naturally, they're potentially going to maybe be in a bit more of a difficult situation. And I'm not just talking about financially. It could be a range of things that have unfortunately gone on, which has meant that this person's going through the public housing market as opposed to going down the private route. But you'll just have to weigh these two things up. So, you know, does the financial incentives make up for the obvious cons? And look, I don't want to go into too many of them because I think you can imagine, and I don't want to stereotype what public housing is like, given that not everybody who is on the public housing register, and surely not even the majority, is not, I suppose, what you'd say, unsavory, if I can use that term. But it's something that you just have to think about. You are probably going to have more problems if you are renting out on the social housing register compared to if it was just on the private market, because these people require, in some cases, a different level of help from these community housing providers.
So let's talk about what the impact is going to be on the private rental market. So if there's a move of properties from the private market to the public market because people think, oh, this just sounds like a better deal because then all of a sudden I get this tax relief that I've always had and I can carry that on. Sure, that's going to alleviate a huge amount of pressure from the public market and will make the government look good, I guess, with their new tax policies. But it creates a huge pressure on the private market because, you know, you look at places like Wellington, for example, and I use this as a common example because it's just a lack of properties there on the rental market as it is. It's only going to make it worse if this new tax law doesn't make it worse enough as it is. And there's a substitute for public housing and it's been motels. You've read in the paper about the government funding it themselves. And so there is a solution there, but what's going to be the substitute for the lack of private houses? There isn't one. And that's the real problem. You're going to see more people living in a single dwelling and you're going to see rents being pushed up and tenants being faced with higher rents.
You know, in some instances, if you think about people who may then not be able to secure their own dwelling in terms of the private market, let's say that I'm really struggling to get something, then naturally you might say, well, I'm going to have to try and go on the social housing register because I'm just unable to secure a property myself. Now, what does that do? It creates even more demand for the public housing register because that's where the supply of rentals potentially will be. So I think we're going to see an explosion, not just of supply on the public rental market. We're going to see an explosion of demand. Why is that? Because the lack of supply on the private market of going on Trade Me and finding a property, there's just not going to be enough properties there. And so people are going to be forced into the public market. But of course, when that happens, we're going to have even more people who transition their properties from the private market over across into the social housing market. I want to talk about now what happens if you're like, okay, this sounds pretty good. I'd be interested. How do I actually start renting out my property in this way? Because you don't go to a usual property manager and you don't just stick it on Trade Me and say, okay, this is now a social house. What I would recommend you do, first of all, is jump on that website that we talked about. And I'll link this in the show notes if producer David reminds me. Head over to the Community Housing Regulatory Authority and you can see the table of all of those 62 registered providers. Filter it by your specific location, and there might be a couple, there might be only one. And then click off to those guys' websites and get in touch with them and say, hey, what are you looking for? And if you want to really do your homework, look at the social housing register and see if you're like, sweet, there is a demand for 3-bedroom properties in Hamilton City. I have a 3-bedroom house. You know, pop that in your email to them or give them a call and see if they're looking for the specific sort of property that you've got. Because if you are able to rent it out in this way, then not only are you potentially going to save on vacancy, not only are you going to potentially save on property management, but you're going to save significantly on tax as well, assuming this gets through until the end.
I think it's fair to say that there's quite a bit of frustration in the property investment community at the moment because they feel like they've been unfairly targeted for the last 5 years by the government, and there's all these harsher rules like healthy homes, harsher tenancy laws, all these kind of things, and then you've got this interest deductibility and then you get this, but if you solve our problem, then we'll give you your old tax rebates back. So there is a lot of frustration out there, a lot of heat in the online community at the moment, and I think it's completely justified. I feel that frustration.
And the sad thing really is, who's it going to negatively impact? Tenants in the private rental market. So if you're a working tenant and you're trying to buy your first home, then not only did these rules anyway mean that you were going to have potentially higher rents, and of course it hurts property investors as well, but some of that is going to be absorbed by tenants. With this move as well, we're expecting to see even less supply of rentals on the property market. So it's going to be a bit tough for the tenants out there, and we really feel for them. Hey, look, let's wrap it up there, but please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. It really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, why don't you come along to our next webinar? It is happening on the 19th, Tuesday the 19th of October, 7 p.m. We are talking about exit strategies. How do I live off my property portfolio? I've bought a couple of properties. I've done quite well off them. What's the strategy to then transition that to actually live the sort of life that I want? We're going to cover that in the webinar. So tap or swipe over the cover art. I'm going to drop a link to where you can sign up for that in the show notes, or just go to opuspartners.co.nz/webinar. You'll be able to sign up there. Listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ed McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicol.
And we're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of in the property market. Until next time.